auto wrecking, home occupation, bed and breakfast. They all start out with, they shall comply with the following conditions. I called Bob and even asked him, I said, Bob, in these nightly rental that you've put in this, there is no shall. He said, well, these are some guidelines for, you can add to these. There's some of these that you don't want to go away from, the fire district inspection. I mean, I don't know where the sprinkler, that never says anywhere in there about sprinkler. All we do is whatever the fire district requires. The Department of Revenue, those things are things that you always pick out of this. There may be a situation, and I went back and found one in 2014 that you guys did require on Jeremy Worley's, a fence between his, mm-hmm. a privacy fence.
You got in a big argument because there wasn't enough brush.
There you go.
Brush,
so you have the ability, if you want, to add a fence buffering. But there is no shall, so these conditions are relative policies for you to use in your decisions on these nightly mm-hmm. rentals, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Correct.
George, yeah. It makes sense to me.
Yep.
One of the conflicts is the terminology that you just said about the special use permit not changing the land usage. So when you look in a code book, that's essentially what you're doing, is you're changing it from something that was built residential into a commercial use. So that may be where some of that is coming into play, and the reason why the fire sprinkler is required is because that's covered in the fire code,
right?
Which is commercial driven, not the residential code.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But why is it not handled the same way every time by the fire? And that's something
when
that
we first started doing these, when we first started doing these special use of permits, fire sprinklers weren't even mentioned.
We don't require fire sprinklers.
No.
We require the fire district. Make sure they're correct.
And one district sprinklers, the other district does. Until
December. That's the problem. They don't do the same thing everywhere. Or they don't allow them to do the same thing every
different
day. I mean, they'll tell this one,
our local
well, do it whenever you get done.
Different rules.
Let us know.
Yes, they do.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. I don't understand. I'm like these people like that. That needs to be done every time.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to say, if you're going to do this, you need to do it the same every time.
Rich.
Well, yeah, and we have no control over them because we just don't have any control.
And I think, you know, a lot of these purchased 10 years ago,
get them to fix that,
and we're doing it, and it wasn't a big deal. Nightly rentals didn't come around until, a year?
Well, it didn't get huge until the last 2 years,
ago,
sure.
And now all of a sudden it's an influx. So not everyone had a good understanding of what actually was going on.
Right.
And they may have assumed that they were just renting the property.
That's possible.
And that problem in Branson Hills has been a festering for a year, maybe longer.
Above the setbacks and stuff, Scott, where do you go?
Setbacks.
Right there. Are you mean the buffering?
Buffering. What I read is different than what he's trying to say. The reason I brought it up, I want to know where he got his information. Because
well, he read the same thing.
He's reading guidelines and taking the solid, hard rules.
Well, I've been up since 3 o'clock.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Somebody second it? Everybody in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed?